This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the cliffcentral.com website where there's a show for you.
Sex Talk is brought to you by Reba Pharmaceutics, your online intimacy store.
So welcome to Sex Talk. It is so cool to be back in the studio. And it is so cool to be here with you. I miss the space with you so much.
Oh.
Because we have so much fun here.
We do. I missed you, John T.
And
I miss our listeners.
Good. Yes.
Yeah.
And I've gotten so many requests from people. When are we coming back on air? So here we are.
There we go.
And that is so cool to be with you this morning.
And not only me.
No. And to be with Shayna.
Hello, hello.
And you know, earlier I was thinking, I was going to say, I'm here in the studio with two really beautiful women. And then you're so much more. Both of you, because
deeper than just beauty.
Yeah, because you have so much power and you have so much knowledge and you have so much wisdom and you have so much heart. Mm. And like to identify you just as being beautiful, like beautiful in so many ways.
That's
so
cool.
That's fabulous.
Thank you.
And that's what this morning is. So we are talking about female sexuality.
My favorite topic.
So I know you know a little bit about it.
Maybe Shayna knows more. We'll share.
We'll see. Different experiences.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I know quite a lot about your sexual experiences. I don't know much about your sexual. So it's
we'll
like maybe this is the open book on Shayna's sexual experiences. No, it's
no,
not.
Really. But having a lot of sex doesn't mean you know how to enjoy.
No, that's it. 100%.
And that's what a lot of people think, that just because they have a lot of sex, they know a lot about it, and that is not the case at all.
No.
And I learned that quite early on. And I also learned quite early on in my journey that just because people have a lot of sex doesn't actually mean they're interested in learning about sex.
Oh.
Because a lot of times people are just happy with what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're also a lot more closed-minded. They don't know how to actually experience more than what they have, you know. It's that routine. They just want to get it over with, you know.
Or just to get a kind of a result. So the climax.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe just to get some peace in the house. Maybe just do the thing that they need to do. There's so many reasons to have sex. But here we're talking about pleasure, fun, enjoyment. So I guess...
Desire,
we're going to talk about that more than just, you know... Not just sex.
Yeah. But even that, you know, all of those are different. Desire and arousal are different.
True.
The reasons that we have sex become really, really important because that determines the kind of sex that you have.
Hmm.
So the biggest sexual problem that we have, any ideas what that might be?
There's so many.
Sexual, as a female.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I'd definitely say desire is...
Yeah. Desire as in lack of desire.
Well, the lack of desire, you know, you go through, as you were talking about, a routine. So you almost have that previous experience of, okay, well, there's a lack of desire. And how do you start getting that back?
Just throws me to the question, why is there lack of desire? How are we not keeping this desire? But that's a different discussion a little bit later.
No, but that's like a deeper layer to the question.
Yep. Mm.
So before we even look at any of the specific sexual issues, I'm going to tell you that it was a really interesting thing that came to me yesterday because I was thinking about being here this morning.
Yeah.
And the biggest sexual issue is actually the model that we have for sex, firstly.
What are we expected?
Which is a porn-based model.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that we buy into that, the more so many problems come from that.
Absolutely.
That's actually very true.
And the second thing then is the intention. What are we bringing of ourselves to our sexuality?
Because the first point is about, I need to look in a certain way. I need to smell in a certain way. I need to be in a mood. I need to want to bang till my brain's kind of, you know, till, you know, I need to scream and shout. I need to be... a pleaser. I need to be maybe even, you know, just a beautiful body. And if I don't feel any of those things, or I'm not in that space, then the porn model doesn't work.
Yeah. And one of the biggest things that the porn model has, which we have bought into to the most amazing extent, is the orgasm.
Sure.
Now, I'm going to say this because I need to, before I get nailed from all sorts of sources. Orgasms are... Fantastic. Orgasms are wonderful. Orgasms are fabulous. Orgasms can be mind-blowing.
Absolutely.
Sometimes they're just nice. Whatever they are, if it's only about orgasm, we have missed the point.
Mm-hmm.
And the pressure and the performance that that creates. Because the interesting thing is, as much knowledge as we have, and as much knowledge as we have access to through internet, through being online.
For what it's worth, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people are still not having orgasms. And the figure of women who are still not having orgasms hasn't really changed that much.
That's amazing. That's shocking.
And that's because it's what's inside of us. As men and women, what we're bringing to sex, what our starting point with sex is, the way that we look at sex. And from that, a whole lot of problems come.
Which takes us to the second point of intention. So where are we coming from? Are we present? What is sex for us? Did we even ever ask those questions? Hmm. What is sex for you? What is it serving? Do you really look for connection? Are you really looking to have more with your partner? Or is it just a pattern, kind of, you know, pattern, step-by-step kind of thing? You want
to say?
Something,
yeah, no, I was going to say, as Jonty said, I mean, it's the intention behind the sex that you have. And I mean, the more you aren't reaching that orgasm or that climax, the more anxiety is created. And then that just keeps on building. And it's a cycle of, you know.
Perpetuation. Then you add pain while having sex. Then you're adding.
Which is still a huge thing for so many women.
It's a huge thing, which we're definitely going to touch on today. The whole thing of what does it mean to live busy lives? We lose kind of the first year and a half of excitement, maybe six months to a year and a half of excitement. Then you're in the love. You're not anymore with hormones back up.
Exactly. Those hormones are a huge factor.
And then there's children and there's stress and all these wonderful things. And as Shayna was saying, add that to the pot and all of a sudden everything falls away because there's nothing actually in the core.
Yeah.
So anything, any toy, any beautiful product, anything will have to be enhancing the connection. And that's why I think today we're sitting here talking about this real intimacy creation, because you can really get a lot of excitement, but it's important to really work with what Jonty is just sharing with us. This where is your model? Sex having model, and what is your intention? Yeah.
And you know, the greatest thing is that we are designed for connection.
Full stop.
We crave that. And I've been writing a lot lately. So I've been writing a series that I've been putting on my website and on Facebook that's called The Making of an Erotic Massage Therapist. And in that, I've been sharing a lot of my journey. And one of the things that got me really interested in this was a whole lot of studies that were done with adults and babies that don't get touch and that don't get affection.
That's true.
And the impact that this has, which is enormous on our nervous system development, on our socialization, on our intellectual development, and beyond that, on so many aspects of our health on every level. So that's what we are designed for.
Mm-hmm.
And sex is one of the most amazing ways for us to connect. But if sex is only about penetration, if sex is only about orgasm, if it's only about this goal, then connection becomes secondary, because connection is often consciousness. It's awareness and
being present.
That's it. So the way that we have sex then needs to be different.
Hmm.
And the problem for so many people is, so for most people, the model of sex is about penetration in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you say sex, that's what people think about.
Or, yeah, you need to get there.
Yeah. Okay. And that's everything is geared towards that.
Mm. Actually, that was also, sorry to interrupt you, Jonty, something that I was thinking about. You know, even if a guy wants to, or, you know, you kiss your partner, as a woman, I think more often than not, you think that that's what that, you know, that's your
that's
man
where it's
wants.
Going.
That's where you're going. So as soon as you start the thought of sex, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem with that is if that's where we're going and that's the intention, then we miss out on the idea of connection, because a lot of sex is not about connection. It's not about intimacy.
Yeah, we've got to start focusing on the journey and not the destination.
And what's along the way. And
important.
So now I remembered my train of thought. I lost it for a second. So here's what I was getting at.
Mm-hmm.
So now I lost it again. Now I got it. Okay. So if it's only about penetration, And then you say to people, you need to learn to have sex differently. And people say, yes, of course, absolutely, yes.
But how?
That's it.
How?
And then how? Say, now, what are you going to do? And I got absolutely no
idea. I'm going to take her for a date.
So I go back to doing what I do because I know it.
Yeah.
And we don't know what else. And this is where the learning and exploring becomes so important.
The education, yeah. Patience.
So the intention of if this is about connection, then absolutely penetration, phenomenal for connection. But how you do that becomes so different.
So connection, that's where we are at. And if we're thinking of that, looking at female sexuality, there's so many things that are actually preventing that. How we perceive our bodies and how we actually grew up. And are we shameful of our sexuality? Do we need to hide it? Because mom and dad were never affectionate. And I was told as a good religious girl that I wasn't supposed to be only with my husband, but then with my husband all of a sudden I have no, so there's so much coming, and then you're telling me, you know, now just connection, that's what you need to do. So how can you actually even start? What's the key as a female that wants to connect to herself? What's the key to actually to help a woman that is now saying, yes, I've been indoctrinated, I've been, you know, I grew up in a certain way, but I crave connection with myself. I crave connection with my partner. Where does it even start?
And it starts with you. So firstly is connecting with yourself, with your body and with your heart, because it all comes from there. And, you know, last week I was at the Love Sex Expo.
Yeah.
And on the stand, we have a trailer loop of all of the DVDs playing. And part of that is yoni massage,
which is another word for a vagina, pussy.
There we go. Thank you. And so many women couldn't even look at the monitor playing that.
I'm not going to lie. At the second Sexpo, which was in the Sandton Convention Center, when I was standing in front of your stand, I even struggled. As much as I think I'm an open-minded person, I even struggled with something as simple as watching that behind the screen. I was sort of talking to you, but my eyes were trying to ignore what was behind the screen.
And if you
I'm also not okay with, I actually realized, okay, open-mindedness, but why is it
so
that I even struggle? Yeah. It's judgment with self, which is.
And if you can't own that, if this part of your body is not yours, how are you going to have that? So I want to tell you in brief the general story that happens with women, with men as well, but it impacts on women much more. So every child, every baby spends lots of time with their hands in their pants because it's comforting and it feels nice. And we get told, don't do that. It's dirty, it's nasty, it's horrible, you're going to go blind, it's going to fall off, all sorts of things.
You're going to go blind.
Yeah, it happens.
I haven't heard that. But
well, it doesn't happen, but they say it.
Yes.
No.
And what was the other one when I was growing up? You're going to get hairy palms.
Yeah.
From masturbation.
Wow.
Anyway.
Or it's something you can need to do in private. I remember even my parents, they were very open. They were like, no, you need to go to your room and do it by yourself. And it was actually, I remember the look. I was six and I remember the look of like, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah. So we start to disconnect from our genitals. Then we have funny words for our genitals that are not the same as the rest of our body. It's like your nose is always your nose. And from the time you're small, it's going to be called your nose. Your knee is always your knee. Your genitals are not.
It's a woohoo or
interesting.
And every family
kind of
has these different words.
It's actually based on what that comfort level is that person will create.
All sorts of things. And every family like has their own words. So it disconnects. Then you start having periods and you get some information for that or you get very little information. And whatever information you get, there's often a sense of embarrassment. Because there's no kind of preparation, there's no initiation into this, which is happening more, but there's still not a lot of it.
No.
Like my friend Valentina in Cape Town and Carly, they do the red tent, and it's so much about female initiation.
Celebrating your first period and
absolutely,
your
because
femininity.
That's the initiation into it.
Yeah.
Then, as a teenager, it becomes very paradoxical. Firstly, because female sexuality is everywhere. It's used for everything.
Yeah.
But you can't express the fullness of that because you're a slut.
Yeah.
If I go and have lots of sex, I'm a hero and a stud, but yeah, you're exactly. a slut. Then your pleasure becomes my responsibility. I'm the one who has to make you come. I'm the one who has to give you the orgasms. Then biology plays a part, because as a man, I see my genitals lots. That's really difficult for you.
Yeah, so we sort of have separation. To bend over.
Yeah.
Let's see it. It's mirror. Not just...
Yeah. Yeah. And then just the way that the whole Western medical system treats women and female sexuality and female bodies, and the way the whole porn industry treats that is with such a level of judgment. Mm. So you become, over time, incredibly disconnected from your sexuality and your pleasure. So until you own that, and until you connect your genitals, your yoni, with your heart, the intimacy and the connection is not there, because it's not there within you.
Having a deep, rich sexual journey, and Jonty was definitely the key to open that journey. And it's
for
just
you.
For me, yeah. So it's the gift of my life, because yes. I was a sexual person before. Mm-hmm. I had lots of sex, but I wasn't a real sexual powerful woman. Mm. I was having sex, and I even tried to use my sexual power in a sense of forcing or receiving things thanks to my sexual being a woman that can have sex. And I even enjoyed it. But I must say, when Jonty came to my life as a teacher, and I learned all these things we're talking about now, and it takes time to learn it, okay, but these are the keys. Then you realize that the elements of a woman's pleasure is a lot of very different elements that we learn. Plus, all my real sexual expression of the real moans that I wanted to make, squirting that happened once and was actually shocking for the guy that was with me. Sure. And then, of course, I wanted later to squirt, but it was, for me, a show-off, because I use it then. So, you know, all these real, authentic sexual expressions that are actually not looking at all like porn at all. You actually, many times, Jonty teaches sexual feminine sexual energy is built up like a fire. You have to start slow with twigs, and then you grow it and you grow it till it becomes this massive energy that we can really eat men alive, or women, it depends, or whatever is our orientation. We have sexual force beyond, second to none.
Absolutely.
Beyond understanding.
Sure. You can really have sex for days. But none of that was available to me as a woman that had loads and loads of sex. So that makes me very confident in what we're talking about right now, that even if you watch lots of porn and you're a modern woman and you want to have lots of sex, nothing of that is given to us by parents, by society, by our schools, by our teachers. We're not embracing true sexual power. And I'm feeling very strongly about it, because my life changed completely.
Well, I think this is why it's actually quite interesting, because although I've worked in certain aspects of, you know, the sex industry and providing products.
Tell me more. What does it mean? I was watching.
I want to see the pictures and the movies.
The pictures. Well, basically, I mean, we create lingerie jewelry, which is there
beautiful.
To like, you know, enhance and make you feel beautiful. But at the end of the day, the reason why I'm more interested in all the other psychological and emotional, because it doesn't matter what's on the outside.
And you have to add a word to that. You have to add the physiological.
The physiological.
Because sex is as much in our body as it everywhere else.
Mm. And what's, I think, actually quite amazing about the three of us sitting here is, although, as I said, I've worked in certain areas of the sex industry and looked at more the external factors, as I've gotten older, I've actually realized it's superficial. You can get to that superficial part afterwards. And I'd also like to, I mean, now that I'm sitting here and I've heard so much of how you've changed, more often than not, I've said to my boyfriend, you know, I've known Jonty, we've worked at Sexpos, and as open-minded as I am, I've realized that there's so much within me that I'm afraid to try. Or even to try, but it's like you say, it's that connection that's missing.
You know,
so the opportunity to spend more time or actually go to classes.
Yeah, 100%.
I was sitting a while ago with some friends,
100%.
Colleagues
Thanks
who are facilitators in different fields. And we were just having a discussion, and they do some really deep work, some in plant medicine, some in growth work. And one of them turned to me and said, I wish I was brave enough to come to some of your workshops. And I thought, what are you talking about? You know, you guys do amazing work. And then it struck me, and I wrote something about it. And essentially, we fear pleasure. Because
that's very true.
Pleasure is going to change us more than anything else.
Wow, boom.
That's it, full stop. Boom. And it's about energy and it's about frequency. So think about it like this. When you are having pleasure, not only sexual pleasure, but when life is pleasurable, like when you're dancing, and when you're happy, when you're being creative, how do you feel?
Amazing.
You feel light and you feel vital and you feel creative and there's fun and everything flows. Life flows. Life is easy.
But I also think,
and
I mean,
when you're not having that, life is difficult. There's obstructions. We are heavy. It's life force. And life force is creation. It's creativity. The more of that pleasure we have, the more we are on the frequency of creation. And I want to go somewhere a little bit different.
Okay.
That I realized this week. And it was something that I heard about a lot. So I listen to quite a lot of people in consciousness and health and healing. Yeah. And I listen to a lot of Joe Dispenza's work. And I've heard him say in a meditation, talking about a part of us that loved us so much that it gave life to us. And it's about the love of life. And when we can get into that love of life, that is what sexuality is. That's ecstasy and that's bliss. Not a little orgasm. So Vera Badansky, one of the women in America who developed expanded orgasm, she calls what most people have as an orgasm a crotch sneeze.
I remember.
Because it lasts like 20 seconds and then it's done. You remember we did those beautiful interviews with Steve Badansky.
Yeah.
So 20 seconds and it's done.
If you're lucky, even.
That's
usually
it.
It's like,
there you go.
Well, that was nice.
So being in an orgasmic state for 10, 15, 20 minutes, even longer. Then you start to know what sex and pleasure
Your whole body is an
actually
orgasm.
Are. That's it. That's when we start to get what this is.
That you can actually indulge for longer than that.
But
in
your awareness, when you're starting to make sensual massages, so it doesn't start from your vagina, and that's another tip for female sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the whole body is a sexual organ. So when you put the intention, the connection, all the things Jonty spoke about, you break that model of porn, you make love with your body, you learn to connect. Then you start building sensual desire and sensual connection to your body, and that can happen with a lot of tools you can learn from Jonty's DVDs, for instance, and how to give a sensual massage. It never starts in the genital.
No,
never,
especially for women. Definitely
yes,
not.
And I said, and I, me and my husband went together to many experiences with Jonty as a therapist or in a workshop, and many times when Jonty's hands are on my body, and we are very deep, we're good friends, and there's amazing connection between us, but we're definitely not lovers, you know. But the moment his hands are on me and the energy is right, the sexual buildup of my own body, of my own sexual arousal and desire, and it becomes like your whole body is starting to tingle, your whole body is opening up. So that gives hope for me to share with other women that you don't have to have the perfect lover. You can go to a very good therapist. You can do some online workshops. You can learn. You can do with yourself things that will open up these channels that will open for you a really full body orgasm, you
and
know?
That's what you said there is so powerful, that it everybody can experience this.
Yes,
that when you say about hope, it is there for all of us.
It is,
because it's within us, and the expression of that is so beautiful and so powerful.
And there's trauma and there's a lot of baggage, and each and every woman has been harassed or God forbid raped or abused or just even disconnected from her body and emotions. Like literally almost every woman I know.
I was going to say, I mean, even just the experience of a woman trying to figure out her own sexuality, and there's such a stigma about it. We weren't educated since, like you were, as Jonty was saying, and you were saying,
but
we
that's
weren't
what,
educated
exactly,
to
but that's,
learn to love our own body.
Exactly, but that's where Jonty is saying, and I'm very much in agreement, it's in you. It's both in. So if you can do healing and you want to make that commitment, eventually you will get there. It's in you. It's full stop. It's you
and
don't need to buy it anywhere. You have
it's there.
And it comes from owning your sexuality, your body, your heart.
There's an amazing quote that I've heard, that love is actually a choice that you make. And I would say, even in your sexual experience, you have that choice, as you say,
because it's a choice.
All within us.
So for most times, an orgasm is simply, for the way most people experience it, is the right physical stimulation in the right way at the right time.
Okay. Mm. That's cool. Mm.
That's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Once you become orgasmic.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's what happens. The right stimulation in the right way at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's with a toy, whether it's with a finger, a tongue, a cock, you, somebody else, five other people, whatever, don't matter. That's kind of what it is.
Mm.
And I wrote a piece once that said, just because you're having orgasms does not mean you are sexually fulfilled.
Mm, so true.
Very true.
And that's when we start to get into the realness of it all.
Yeah, and that also takes you to a place that if you say the key isn't within you, within each and every woman, that actually is really comforting and it resonates with me very, very deeply. And it really is giving hope. So there is hope, and you just have to stop consuming all the other crap.
Mm.
You have to stop believing what people tell you. You have to make your own choices. And that's the part that John T. always speaks about, the authenticity. So that's the scariest part. Are you ready to discover your authentic sexual self?
Because then you're going not only into the light and into the possibility. That's the scariest part for us. But what we generally think is the scariest part is what we call the shadow. Because that's all the stuff that we don't talk about that really fucking turns us on.
It's not what you expected. It's what you really, really want.
Yeah. And
well, things that you think you actually wouldn't like, and all of a sudden you do. I mean, it's quite incredible, actually. I was at also some other ladies' event, and there was a guy there doing whips and all that stuff. In my head, I think, well, be interesting to try. But is it actually that nice?
Mm.
And I said to him, well, how does this whip thing work? Does it hurt? And he actually did like this whole little thing on my back. And I was like, oh, my God. That is so amazing. But as you were saying, on your skin, it's a completely different sensation.
And something wakes up that terrifies us because, what am I going to do with
who's
this?
I thought it was great. But most people are like, okay,
but then
why
you need
did
to go
like
to your
that?
Boyfriend and say, look, honey,
this is
I just tried a whipping thing and it's amazing. Now you have to go and learn it.
There exactly.
You and you need to go and buy the whip and we have to have it. Somebody might see it and then so
that's
on and so
fine.
Forth.
Yeah.
But let's talk about, you said the difference between desire to and arousal.
They're not the same thing.
Not the same thing, which is I think is going to be a very cool connection to our interview. Yeah. So what does it mean it's not the same thing? Arousal and desire.
So desire is simply that I desire to have sex.
Okay.
I feel sexual. I feel turned on.
Okay.
Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Arousal is the buildup of that energy in the body, in the heart, in the energy of that. They're not the same thing because the desire is often just the trigger.
Yeah, so, and it comes and goes.
That's it. There are days you will feel more sexual. There are days you will feel less sexual. There are days you will be more turned on. There are moments where you are more turned on, and there are moments where you are not. But just because the desire's there doesn't always mean the arousal is there.
That's true.
Because just because I'm turned on doesn't mean I really want to do anything with it.
Yeah.
And that's quite different.
It's almost like being hungry. You always like that connection. So sometimes I'm hungry, but I don't know what I want. So I'll eat and they'll be like, that wasn't fulfilling. So yeah. I've started many times having sex because I'm horny. Shame, my poor man. Also, he's not always in the same time. Then it's also frustration. Oh, you don't want me. You know, I'm horny now. You know, come. You know, women, finally they're horny. But it's such a weird, twisted, like, oh, the woman is horny. Let's go for it, you know. But then many times I'm like, I turn from just being horny to being into really wanting fulfilling desire, fulfilling sex. And then he's kind of like, but I thought you want a quickie or, you know, but that we didn't set the scene. We didn't connect. It's a different thing. It really is.
Because the arousal is something that you kind of build, you nurture.
Mm.
So you can have desire and you can express the desire. You can have sex in that space. But it's not always going to be with that arousal because the arousal goes through all the different stages that it goes through in the body. And,
you know, my experience actually quite recently, and then again, I mean, that brings up, you know, more the physical issues that women have, such as anxiety or depression or medication and how that affects it. But the most interesting thing that I've been actually spending time on is how within a period of a month, as you say, you get to a point where you are beyond horny. Like there's no explanation for it. It's actually just insane. For like 2-3 days, it is like...
It is called ovulation usually. Oh,
yes, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, yeah. Hey, maybe it's time for me to have a baby.
Yeah.
And then for the other 2-3 weeks, it's just like not there. And you almost miss that. And then it's like, as you were saying, you get to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm horny. Let's go. And then obviously he can't perform.
Anxiety. So,
because very often the desire is not conscious.
Yeah, it's not.
Arousal is conscious.
Okay.
So you're starting to create something in your body. You're building it. You're moving it from a subconscious to a conscious state.
Yeah, because you get pregnant, you know, you're pregnant, you're not going to be horny. Many times you'll be very horny, but many times you'll be completely... You want to build that intimacy. You want to be connected to your body. There's so many reasons for it. You want to have sexual... You want to have options. Why should I just look at penetrative sex as my only option if both of us are really feeling it? And, you know, why does the cock need to be hard? Why do I need to be wet? Why all these things? Why can't we...
And so many of those are just myths.
There are. And I feel like, you know, with healing, with massage techniques, with sexual techniques, with some supplements that we're going to talk about just now, all these wonderful things, we can actually set a beautiful scene for our healthy sexual beings to thrive in.
In so many ways.
And I feel that, Jonty, you know, every time I go to another workshop of yours, my sensual vocabulary expands. And that's one of
the... Do you know how often I use that phrase?
Well, it's so true. It's essential vocabulary.
I love it. It's one of the best things that you
gave me. That came out of my mouth.
Yes.
That and my ability for oral performance. But anyway, sorry, it has to be a bit dirty there. A little bit.
You got to keep the people entertained as well.
That's true. And there's pictures to show that. But anyway, the point is that it's really all nice to talk funny and to talk about that. But the reality is that there's such amazing stuff that you can actually reach. And if you talk about it more, if you do more, if you're not afraid of showing your true colors, and if you're going to be authentic, that's a scary one. A lot of people get together for the wrong reasons, and then they try to please each other.
Because when we have to reveal ourselves, that's terrifying.
It was the most interesting thing, actually. I went to a bachelorette, and they had a dominatrix. And 90% of the women there were, you know, they looked at her as if to say, you know, you are absolutely crazy. Like, what you're doing is just beyond it.
And 90% of them wanted to be her.
But the most amazing moment that I actually realized is when she said, you know what, you people meet in a club, you go home and you have sex. With us, we talk about things that we like, things that we want to try, things
boundaries.
That we're not okay, boundaries. And then you think, I'm the crazy person.
And you give 100% of yourself.
Exactly.
So in BDSM, one thing that people love, 50 Shades of whatever, is that they love the attention, the details, the care, the crazy wish to actually fulfill my true self. This is what he really wants, you know.
I do have to say something to this, and I'm going to say it really clearly. I'm going to say it twice because it is really important. 50 Shades of Grey and everything that came from it is not education. It is not education.
But Jonty, money, fast cars, very beautiful clothes and castles are very muchly connected to BDSM.
you haven't seen
the third one. The third one is just cars beautiful.
20 minutes of the first one was enough for me.
Okay.
Anyway, so that was really interesting. So one of the reasons that we are here, and we are really grateful for it, is because of Brody from Reba, R-E-B-R, Pharmaceuticals. So Brody found me online, and I found him online, and we...
Was it an online site, like a Tinder, or like, no?
No, it was an Instagram, I think.
It was Instagram, yes.
That was where
much
the relationship started.
Mm. There we go.
There we go. So it doesn't always happen in the way you think it's going to happen, you see? Sex is the same. So we had a chat, and Brody decided that he would like to get involved in sex talk, which is fabulous. Because they have a connection to sex. So tell us the story, Brody. How did you get involved in this? First, let's go from the beginning. What is the product?
Okay, the product's called MSS, Maximum Sexual Stimulant. It's 100% herbal products. Been on the market since 2006. So it's actually our 13th birthday at the moment.
Happy birthday.
Both of us being Jewish, yeah. We're very fond of the number 13. So yeah.
Brilliant.
Very good.
So there we go.
Big party needed.
Big party. I know where to have the party.
Yeah. I've got a few ideas.
You just told me about the list.
Yes. So how did you get involved in this?
Yeah, it was actually quite by accident. We sort of fell into it. We were actually manufacturing dog food before.
Oh, God.
Wow. That's a journey.
Being a typical entrepreneur, you know, we were approached by a business colleague, and he said, "What do you think?" And this was 13 years ago, so the products at that stage were still a pretty new industry. And because of my pharmaceutical background, we said, "Okay, let's get into it and let's do it." And we haven't looked back. You know, we're one of the guys that has been around basically since the beginning.
Cool.
What does a product do?
So basically, you find that we have a product for the ladies and we have a product for the men.
We're talking about women today. So what does that do?
Okay, for women, there is a small physiological change because it does increase the heart rate. It does dilate the blood vessels. So you do find more blood being pushed through to the vagina. But it's more psychological. So what the tablet does is, or the capsule, because we have both, is it facilitates what I'd call a libido enhancement. So it gets the woman in the mood, basically. Uh-huh. So it's an energizer. It has ginseng in it, for example.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, that's a very good ingredient.
Yeah. So, and basically, we found from numerous consumers that have come back to us and given us feedback, they've said that, you know, women are very, very sensitive to touch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things that you touched on earlier, is that intimacy is where I think we're falling down on in this type of industry, I'm talking about my industry, you know, selling these products, is that it becomes a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, it's about the physiology of it.
Yeah, and we want to get away from that. You know, we want to educate people. We want women to explore. We want women to find their intimacy, you know, to discover their intimacy and to not be hooked on our type of products, but more to find out more. And if you require a product that's going to enhance, you know, because you don't need a product like ours. You simply need to just listen to Jonty, like I have in the last half an hour.
But you know, sometimes...
And tomorrow.
Shana's,
yeah, sorry.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's it. But if you are looking for something extra, or you want to break that old barrier that you've had for the last 10 years or 20 years or whatever, we're having sex once every 5 years is acceptable.
Oh, God.
You know, or it's Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, or it's my birthday.
I was actually going to say, I mean, you say that, you know, you don't have to have that extra supplement, but in the beginning, you are actually, I think, providing like that initial step to allow a woman to have,
step into that zone.
And then that's actually, I mean, that is the first stage, which is probably the most important in order to get there.
So I consider myself as a really pain in the ass.
No.
Of course. So I consider myself a real pain in the ass. I have a really complex personality. Me too. I love sensuality. I love sex. I love my husband with my life. And all these things. And then still there's days and there's moments and there's months that I'm not connecting. I can sit in a beautiful tantric position. I can really do everything. And sometimes it's nice. A lot of people use alcohol. They take a drink or two and they say that kind of breaks their barriers. But that's not also healthy.
Mm-mm.
We don't want all the time to be dependent on anything. So it's, if we can say something is sex talk, and I'm sure John D will agree, is we don't want to rely on any substance. So Brody is here to actually show us a 100% natural product, which can actually just enhance and help to just help, be another tool.
And add to what it is, and that's important.
And that's super important because I know that sometimes I so want to be in the zone. I want to be this goddess, you know, worshipping my man. I want to be into it, but I can't.
You want your head and your heart to sort of get to the same place and your body, actually.
Yeah. And you know, I think what's important to acknowledge as well is that when we look at our health, at every aspect of health, we take supplements, we take nutrients to enhance our health.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become one of the biggest fields in the world. I mean, the stuff that's out there at the moment that people are experimenting with and exploring, and the stuff that I hear about from friends and colleagues, it's amazing, you know. things that are going to help your telomeres expand. So telomeres are linked with aging. And so many different things that are like micronutrients for this and that. And it's incredible what's out there. And there's a range of stuff. And it really is amazing.
It becomes so overwhelming, though, to even begin to think, well, what do I take?
But when
what's
you look at that
help?
And you look at the pharmaceutical industry, and I will tell you, I am not a fan of the pharmaceutical industry, and especially after last couple of weeks, like one of the big pharmaceutical CEOs coming out and saying in a public statement, we're not really that concerned with making people well, we're concerned with making money for our shareholders. It's like, that is just fucking scary, you know?
Yeah.
So when something comes along that actually has natural ingredients and is going to enhance something,
it's worth definitely worth to consider it.
And that's important.
Well, you know, we've actually had quite a bit of feedback over the years, and quite a few ladies have actually come back to us too and said once they've used the product, they actually found that they were able to squirt.
Okay.
And that's purely also part of it is the sensitivity to touch. I mean, the one lady said that her husband just gave her a kiss in the ear and all her hair stood up and she felt like she'd almost just about wet herself. You know, so again, it's there to, as you say, facilitate.
Enhance,
exactly.
And with the natural, like you say, it's all natural. I mean, is there a specific amount of time that you actually need to be taking the product in order to, you know, possibly have some of those experiences some of your clients have had? Is it more instantaneous? Because I think a lot of people, again, with the pharmaceuticals often think, okay, we want to be natural, but is the result or that aid going to take longer to actually get there than something that is actually more chemical?
Look, traditionally we say that, for example, MSS is about 10 times weaker than Viagra because it's a herbal product.
Mm-hmm.
It does take, on average, about an hour for the product to work. We have found, though, because, you know, obviously everybody is different.
Sure.
Everybody's taking different medication, you know, prescription medication. Everybody's got different stress levels. Everybody's diet is not the same. Everybody's not exercising.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Literally every single person is different. So that is what we'd say is at average. But again, in saying that, I mean, some women have taken our products and they've said that they haven't experienced anything because we have about a 9 in 10 success rate.
Mm. That's not bad at all, though.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool.
I mean, that's pretty.
No one thing is going to work for everybody.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's a given for anything.
Plus, I would say you need to try something more than once because I've had a lot of supplements that I had to try and get to a certain introduction with my body.
Mm.
Not every day is the same. So it sounds like something that you say that, well, can you try. There's nothing harm with trying. It's like it sounds like it really can only help.
Exactly. I mean, we do have a product and we actually you know, the feedback that we've got from customers, again, is that we've said to them that you need to take it at least 3, 4, 5, 6 times, not every day, because typically the product, if you are feeling the effects, can remain in your system for up to 2 to 3 days, depending, again, on your age, your metabolism rate. You know, obviously, the heavier people, thank goodness, it actually stays in your system longer. You know,
you were saying, obviously, the effects obviously are different with people that are on, you know, sort of chronic medications. Is there any specific chronic medication that counteracts with what you have? Can anybody take it regardless of the medications or hormone imbalances? Or
we've basically found that there's nothing really that you know affects it.
That's cool.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm going to give a challenge till the next show. Well, our last one with Brody, I'm going
to
try the product.
Love
and
to
I'm
going
to give you feedback.
Brilliant.
So it'll be really, really cool because psychosomatically, I maybe need 2 tablets. One is the real thing, one is not the real thing. But no, honestly, I'll give you an honest feedback.
I have a whole
feedback.
Box of samples in my
Lovely.
Office.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if depending on whether I'm on the show or not for the next one, I'd also love to be a candidate.
Brilliant.
Then
Absolutely.
There's more than two,
so you'll have
two opinions.
So well, not guinea pigs because the product has been so long in the market. But I would love, you know, it's lovely to know of something that can really just enhance. That would be cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Brady, where do people get more information? Are you online?
Yeah, we're basically on, we've got our own website, which is www.rebr.co.za. And you can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, which is basically REBR Farm.
I love it. Cool. You guys, you said you are leaders in sexual supplements.
Correct. Discovering intimacy.
Oh, I love that. So our EBR, leaders in sexual supplements, discovering intimacy. There we go.
Correct.
Love it.
So what a beautiful discussion. Thank you.
So much thank more you. To say. And thank you so much for opening our eyes to more things to try. Jonty, always a pleasure.
We wish you so much pleasure.
Sex Talk is brought to you by Reba Pharmaceutics, your online intimacy store. Follow the hashtag #DiscoverIntimacy for more. And check out reber.co.za. That's reber.co.za.